The Minnesota Vikings are back in action this weekend when they will host the Detroit Lions Sunday in Minneapolis. And if you missed the Vikings and their star quarterback last weekend, commentator Frank DeFord is here to bring you up to date.
As a public service, since Brett Favre did not play this past weekend, I thought it was my duty to talk to you about him. It just wouldn't seem right to have a whole week go by without allowing Sport America to have its obligatory Brett Favre discussion. Two details to clear up first. Have you ever noticed how most people say Brett Favre's name in its entirety? He is usually referred to as not Brett, not Favre, but Brett Favre. This is nice at this dreadful time when most modern athletes are known by their initials or their number. Most times now, athletes say things like, 23, threw it to RK, and then Jay Broom scored. Sports was ahead of the curve, Twitter-wise. Secondly, the reason Brett Favre didn't play this weekend pass is because his team this particular season, the Minnesota Vikings, enjoyed what football persists in calling a bye week. By the by, not to be snooty, but am I the only person vaguely familiar with the English language whom this bothers? So, just to get it on the record, be advised that this is a total misuse of the word bye, B-Y-E. A bye is not just a game off. A bye is like a bonus you get that other teams or players in the tournament don't necessarily receive. In other words, Roger Federer gets a bye in the first round, advancing automatically to the second, while a couple of nobodies have to actually play each other, the winner to play Federer. That's a bye. You can't have a bye if everybody gets a bye. The Minnesota Vikings were just off last week. On vacation, yes. On holiday, yes. On hole, yes. But not on a bye. Unlike most people, especially those poor, pitiful devils in the Badger State of Wisconsin, I don't give a hoot where Brett Favre plays. I am only amazed that he can keep playing without ever suffering serious injury. He has now played in 277 straight regular season NFL games. It is like he has a fairy godfather watching over him. I say that because I think football is too macho for fairy godmothers to be allowed on the gridiron, and unless we're downright sexist, why shouldn't there be fairy godfathers too? It is especially amazing that Brett Favre doesn't get hurt, because as we have been learning recently, playing football is approximately for your brain like being the number five pin at the action end of a bowling lane all night long. Each summer, when Brett Favre debates for weeks on end whether he will play another season, I always figure, why not? You are invincible. Just keep playing with a different team every year until you find the one with which you can win another Super Bowl. Then you, Brett Favre, can take a bye for the rest of your life.
Commentator Frank DeFord hardly ever takes a bye. He joins us each Wednesday for member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.